Amen. This morning, we just want to acknowledge the Lord that He's God and He's Elohim and He's going to reign forever and ever. We pray that the song be a blessing to you. Amen.
Amen.
There's no place for
say reign, oh reign. And there is none.
Will accelerate. Amen. But you know what? It doesn't fall on a silver platter. This year, write me, write my name and hear me well. If you want to live anyhow, if you want to worship God anyhow, if you want to come to church anyhow, remove yourself from the blessing. I'm not cursing you, I'm telling you the truth. I wish I could sugarcoat the words of God and tell you that this year you are going to be lifted. Yes, you are going to be lifted, but how? Touch your neighbor and say, conduct yourself well. God will give us the spirit of acceleration. But some of us will lose it along the way. We will lose it along the way. God will put propellers under our feet. But you ain't going nowhere because of your conduct. God has blessed us so much. God has lifted us so much and we have brought ourselves down. Not because God cannot bless me. I'm telling you, if you are sitting here and you are saying God cannot bless you, you're a liar. Number one, check your attitude. Number two, check your walk with God before you come and blame us, the prophets. These days, praise to God, we are blamable for everything, including even the weather of Ghana, because we have made up ourselves custodian of God. But if the prophets will hear me and did their line, Yahum Badrian. Hallelujah. Bible says, and we see, we give testimonies about David, how God took him from the forest, took him as a shepherd boy, and made him a king. It wasn't instant. If you are a Christian and you are looking for instant, go for neat fufu. God doesn't do things instantly. And most of the pastors you see coming up, they have gone through a process. You are just hearing about them. There is a prophet I know in Sunya Buanfu, a CAC prophet. Nobody, he is not much known in Accra. But when this man stands here and is prophesying, you clap for him. He's been through a process. But you see people singing, you see Joe Metal, you see, I'll mention the other people, you see that they've gone through process and you are just admiring them. They are shining, yes. But how did they conduct themselves? We say that David, God make me like David. Take me from the bush and take me to the palace. He didn't fly. Bible says, and David behaved himself. I'll use it, sir. The New King James, he said, and David conducted himself well. But be there, don't change it. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. This is not what I'm looking for. He said, and David conducted himself well in the house of Saul. He conducted himself well in the house of Saul. God is going to make us run. I'm telling you, there's no two ways about that. But how are you positioning yourself? I say, place yourself in a place that you'll be connected well. And God, I want to run. God, I want to do this. God, I want to do this. As for running with you, I'm telling you, God will run with you. But will you be able to keep it? Will you be able to conduct yourself? Will you be able to walk in the ways of the Lord that God wants you to walk? Today, if you are here, and you know God will let you run, then I'm here to also help you run 2020. And I prophesy into your life. Oh, and I'm a hit is a cropot. Nobody's walking in this church. Nobody's stumbling in this church. Nobody's being stagnant in this church. I see an excavator. And by the Spirit of God, I excavate your feet. And I place you where God wants you to be placed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the oil of promotion rest on your head.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And David conducted himself well. More than all the servants of God, that his name was much set by. Thank you. This is what I want. How do you conduct yourself? Bible says that Nehemiah, a servant who was promoted to a civil engineer, to an architect, to a carpenter, he became a prime minister of a city. Not by accident. In Nehemiah 2, Bible says Nehemiah went to go and serve the king. And Nehemiah's face was very sad. Come on, you behave as if without you. I'm starting from home before I come to church. Some of you, God have placed you in certain homes. You are going to live with somebody with your own set of rules. You were living in Kwabnabapumi village. And God has a purpose for you. And connected you to somebody in Accra. For a promotion. Church, today you like me. Because where you live determines your success. Some of you don't have that understanding. God brought you to Kofi Yebua Krom. And God has assigned you as the Joseph of your family. Come and conduct yourself so that you can accelerate more than your family members in the village. No, you will not conduct yourself well. The moment you came to that home, you came with your own set of rules. And it beats my mind. Those who are living with people who decide to come with their own set of rules. I've never seen a servant, Nibuafuni madam, behaving like without you, the house will crumble. You are there for a purpose. Church, listen to me and hear me well. Wherever God places you is for an assignment, a purpose, and a promotion. Assignment, a purpose, and a promotion. But you get carried away. By the time I'm done with you today, you will revise your notes. David was a shepherd. He was not part of the normal household of Saul. David went in as a servant. And amongst the servants, David's father was a rich man. He had goats and things. And God had already anointed David as a king. Hear me. But he went in the house of Saul and decided to carry himself well. They say the house, this house has rules. Any house that doesn't have rules breaks. They say I shouldn't lie in the sofa. Media is the sofa I want. You are coming with your rules. They say I shouldn't eat this food. They don't know me. This is the food I like. Why is your top money? Why is your contribution? You better learn how to eat it and eat it fast. You better conform to the house. Are you wise like David? Are you conducting yourself well? God has aligned you for a promotion. God will let you run ahead of your cousins in the village. God has taken you to give you propellers through. Every human being has his key in somebody's house. You are too much. Conduct yourself wisely. Fenyansa toho. I go and visit my own siblings in Abrochire. When I go, the room they give to me, that is my place. They go to work in the morning because I don't want to disturb them. Miss Soria no pay you, Mammy Sikani Manta Reguho, me Jaro Motuho. I can't be rushing in the bathroom with them. You are living with somebody one bathroom. When your madam is getting ready to bath, that is when you've decided to bath. And you are rubbing shoulders with your madam's children. Is your picture in the hall? When they were taking the family picture, was your face in? They have shown you your place, and you better remain in that place. You are too much. God will promote others, and your reason of being promoted will be aborted. Conduct yourself well. You are in the house, and when you came to the house, you saw people talking like ladies, behaving like ladies. Whoopa, whoopum, hey, daddy will fear, I don't care. Hey, today, and to more high and cassa. Why drink yet? Why drink more? You are picking your nose, and somebody is getting your attention. Who you, Hinimudodo? What did you pay? Eh, to me, Hinimaka, me, what they gonna a bit me, Niashe? Ew. I want you to run ahead. The purpose of 2020 must be manifested.
Amen.
By force, by push.
Amen.
How are you conducting yourself? I'm still at home. Yeah, what will pe kunuti? Will be bia pe pe pe? Yeah, what will we fini di? We kunu baba. What sweaty? We pa unai ba kusha ha ba kusha ha. Chese, why 25? Why your dada? God says we'll accelerate, but in my marriage I'm standing. You are not only standing, very soon you will lie down. How do you serve your husband this Christmas? Did you get up in the morning and wish him Merry Christmas and thank him just for taking care of your children? For your information, it's a privilege and not a right, because there are some women who've had husbands, they are widows and yet married. One cloth they didn't buy for you. Come and marry my husband. I'm not the brunya yet. I see they be a brunya. And a brunya drink a one ton to my mommy. But have you asked him his problem? Do you have or you don't have? And you too, if you have it and you hate it, conduct yourself well. Conduct yourself. Promotion will come. But will it help you or spoil you? And David conducted himself wisely in the house of Saul. They took you to that house, your mouth. Everything that is going and coming, you will say it. Every visitor that comes into the home, you have the phone number. What do you need your master's friend phone number for? You were a driver. Driver, what do you need your madam's friend's phone number for? Watchman, what do you need? What info? What filler? You know something? I don't care. Because it's your madam who is my friend and not you, the driver. I'm not disrespecting you, but I don't want your number for nothing. Because I'm not ready to hear anything from you. Too much talk turns you into a gossip. Conduct yourself well and you'll be blessed. And yes, you don't know my madam. Well, yesterday, she didn't even give us food. The friend that you are telling, what will it change? And you too, you're a very bad friend. Conduct yourself. The moment the person comes, and no man did the Abia now, Madam Nisika, a Rama, and then some friend. Some say, and no man did you. I didn't know, yes, sir. I didn't, oh, mommy, what boy? Ebianina menuayano. And then I won't pull, yes, yendidi. You've turned into a liar, a destroyer, a slanderer. Spoiling people's home. One man destroyer. And meanwhile, your blessing is in that house. But because of your character, God has promoted you. You are so blinded by your own mistakes that you are not seeing the blessings God has given to you. Conduct yourself well. Oh, me pacho, daddy, yes. you'll be promoted. But how would you handle it? David was promoted to the house of Saul, and he handled it well. How are you handling yourself? He says, don't enter my room. If you had there is under lock or key, you can't enter anywhere. Yes, it's my own home. And I said, this is a place assigned to you. Don't enter the rest. What's he saying? Hello? What's he saying? What's he saying? What's he saying? Uber certificate, why did you know? Where David was, Jonathan wasn't sleeping there. Michelle wasn't sleeping there. David was in the servant's quarters and yet anointed as a king. But the time was not manifest. The time was not done. Oh, Heshichon. Conduct yourself well. You talk too much. Just a baby and see with your task. Russian news agency. And then mommy appear. No, Shatare blue. Or Shampabua red. Those people who are encouraging you, they are destiny wreckers. David heard so many things. For example, Saul wasn't correct. He wasn't correct at all. He was a rebellious person. The servants would tell David things. The things you hear, the information that you gather, how do you use it? Papa, where do I have gra missing? I'm going to ho. Daddy say, how do you want me to miss me? And people will start, oh, Papa, no. And me say, oh, please, please, please. I came to be imparted and to be anointed. That is the reason why I came. I didn't come because he was too known. I didn't come because he was gra. I didn't come for anything. I came for the similarity of anointing in him to be imparted in me. So whatever he does, I really don't care. One place God conducted my foot to has opened immeasurable doors. Why? I conducted myself well. Conduct yourself well. God will take you from the back. A man of God saw me. I was with Pastor P. He said, hey, you've risen quickly. I said, eh. You are also in this meeting. I said, eh. The rise didn't get into my head. It cautioned me to conduct myself well. God is going to accelerate you to the next point. But in the process, how will you behave? You've gone to meet a group of people who know much more than you know. Shut up. Let them say certain things. One will fall in your mind. If you have any question, ask them about their successes. One day I was so frustrated. It's like my mother, Mrs. Anabanu. He said, Rosemary, I said, yes, mommy. There are too many people in my house. He said, me. This is the first time Pia was with you. He said, I've picked it up. You are frustrated. I said, yes, mommy. There are too many people. He said, how many bedrooms do you have? I said, 5. He laughed. He said, I was living in a 2-bedroom house with 40 people, feeding 40 bulls. Archie and the rest have never slept in their own rooms. This is the first time they have their own rooms. Then I said, so what do you do? He said, when they spoil my things and make me angry, I go to sleep. I said, maybe I don't go to sleep. I shout. Then he said, you will die early. From that day, I didn't care what they did to my house again. One word from that woman, as if she knew what I was going through. I said, you feed 40 plates. He said, eh. I said, this past mine. 2-bedroom, 40 people, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet. I thought I had done something in armor, but when I listened to wisdom from a pioneer woman, I conducted myself well. I knew this woman had been through the mill. Hey, mommy, you don't know me, and I do this, and I do. Keep quiet. Learn. Have a teachable spirit. Have a spirit that will carry you and make you run. That will take you from class 1 and just jump you to class 6. I pray for you that wisdom will be your friend. Amen. Some of you will go and be hairdressers. You will finish the hairdressing half-baked. Why? Your madam wouldn't want to pour all out on you. In you. Where do you mean? He said, oh, mommy, ma, me pacho, madam. Na me yade, ma, wase muna kam. Where do you mean? Wase muna. B, betchicha, dear. Dada ba de hustler. Papa for ne pomuti ke etwi na driver etwi omo. Eno omo ka chedra, hey Mr. Adamu stop here, no stop. Mr. Adamu roll, no roll. Mr. Adamu get my school back. Wo su dada ba de hustler. Wo kura na esi wani bre. Na wo tene wo kom, na wo sua de no. Ye. But you are comparing yourself. You sit at the television. And you look at people and say, hey, I wish my life was here. Life is not about wishes. It's about positioning yourself well. That is why when you don't have money, that should push you to bring your children up well. Let them conduct themselves. Over 3 years, 4 years, what's your guy? I will slap the lies out of you. Parents, a child's destiny is in your hands. How are you handling it? Some children cannot fit anywhere. Almost see baby because when they go, they'll bring trouble. Teach them to conduct themselves well. David is a wise man who knew how to comport himself. You are all over the place in your office. Your boss is afraid of you. Because the little time you have with your boss, you talk about everybody to your boss. Don't you know that you are the number one suspect? Nehemiah didn't start by, you know, you've kept me here and my people are struggling. I just want to go to my people. Do you know what the king would have done? He would have said, go. But Nehemiah kwachi ohina jina madro. Prayer is the only key to somebody's mind. And also, ohine. Let me go to back. A slave. Church, I want you to get this picture. Slave. They were bonded. They were never supposed to go back. Do you know Daniel didn't go back even when they were going back? He stayed and died there. Nehemiah, there was no way he would have gone back. May God take you to the places where they think you will never get. May God let you sit in cars they think you will never drive. May God take you from the back and put you in front. When they say you will die, may God give you your health. May God give you a man that has never come into your family before. In the name of Jesus. He said unto the king the following day, if it please the king, and if thy servant had found favor, still in humility. The other key to acceleration is humility. Won't me no boss in yapo? And won't me no kunusu in yapeda? What no one said, but to a pampum? And no interest, I won't utri a yapem. Still in humility. How humble are you? How do you conduct yourself? Amen. The king has seen my countenance and now he's asking me what I want. Chale, levels change. You aren't going anywhere. I know God is going to promote some of us. How are you going to carry yourself? If thou will send me unto Judah and unto the city of my father's sculptures, that I may build it. Well, now, do you know it was Akoya friend who said, Nebuchadnezzar who broke the walls? And this is his son. Well, now, Papa Bubuyan, what he be that? May God do the impossible for you. I say 2020, may you accelerate into the impossible. What demons have spoiled, what witches have spoiled, what occult have spoiled, may God send you and bless your hand to repair it. Repair your health, repair your marriage, repair your children, repair your life, repair your foundation in the name of Jesus. I see somebody's foundation being repaired. I see somebody's marriage being repaired. I see your business being repaired. Anything that was broken by witchcraft, I prophesy and I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, it shall work for you. It shall be done for you. It shall be lifted for you. Clap your two hands and say, I know. Yeah. Yeah. There is a divine change coming. There is a divine request coming. God will grant it. In the name of Jesus, I see some weird anointings. Impossible request. God is meeting it. He said, the walls your father broke, send me back to go and repair. Are you normal? But when God accelerates you, when God puts you in a position of blessing, let no demon, let no witchcraft, let no occult, let no character draw you back. Lift your hands and say, I refuse to be drawn back. Therefore, I prophesy to you that you will not be drawn back. Nothing will hold you back. That which they said God will place you, you will be placed there. The upliftment of the Lord shall be upon your shoulder. When God will place you, man cannot pull you down. When God will place you, mouth cannot pull you down. No amount of slandering can take you from that position. No amount of envy, no amount of setback. You are secured. Lift your hand and say, my position is secured. My position is secured. And it pleased the king. Mr. Mekuji, such a request. And yet, it pleased the king. But because God wanted to promote Nehemiah from a servant to a prime minister, he said, okay, may God grant impossible requests for you. Oh, you didn't hear me here. I said, may the Almighty God, let the hand of God, let the favor of the Lord, let the battle of the Lord grant you impossible requests. May you take your visa to the consulate. And may they ask you no question. Then look at the passport and say, go and come. May God let your children from the back become doctors, become professors, become lawyers. May that which doctors have written you off and said, this disease will kill you, let God heal you. Let God do a wonderful work. Let God ask you, what do you want? And may God build that which you have destroyed. May God repair that which has been destroyed. You are a repairer. You are a carpenter. May God make that thing of you. I see somebody rise. I see somebody lifted up. I see somebody walking in the corridors of power. I see somebody sitting in a plane and traveling. I see a wedding that is an impossible wedding. I see a building that is an impossible building. Oh, I prophesy into your life. I release a word of prophecy into your life. You will walk the walk and talk the talk. You'll be where men don't expect you. They will see you there and ask you, what are you doing there? And you said that I run ahead of you. My Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah. He gathered his prophet and ran ahead the chariots of Ahab. That will be your story. That will be your story. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Then he said, sit down for me. He said, king, Min kwasa awo. This 2020, baby, I will be rahosa. Mark my word. I said, king, give me letters to the governors beyond the river. I'm wearing a slave, and I believe he had been marked as a slave. And to acquire Bechina, every evil marking on you, that will not let you accelerate physically and spiritually. May God disregard it. Let demons disregard it. Let principalities disregard it. That markings that set you back, the markings that make you stagnant. He said, I'm going beyond the river and on my way going. God, if you don't give me permission, if you don't give me letters, the government of the cities that will see me as a slave will not let me pass. May God give you free passage. Free passage into your marriage. Free passage into your business. Free passage into the church. Free passage into the visa. Free passage into the health. Anything that will hold you back, may God give you free passage. May God mark you with the marking of favor. Let God mark you with the marking of blessing. Let God mark you with the marking of beauty. Let God mark you with the marking But I have a mark. My mark is a liar. Where you want to take me, if I go with this mark, I will not cross the river. Father, I have a mark. My mark is a womanizer. Where you want to take me, it will bring me back. God, I have a mark. The mark is my family history. If you don't repair it, if you don't give me letters of repairer, you will take me back. The history will bring me back. I forbid. I forbid that you are brought back. That which you left in 2019. And I dip it into the river where no hand will be able to touch it. Give me letters to the governors beyond the river. You are going beyond the river with the mark of the living God, that they may convey me over till I get to Jordan. God, until I get to my place of destiny. Let no witch, let no demon, let no character, let no principality bring me back. And I pray for you that this will be your story. Conduct yourself well. I pray for the electrification of the living God, that you conduct yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Conduct yourself well. Conduct yourself well.